are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm trying a new diet. I'm back to eating breakfast cereal. What I want to do is I want to go back to the diet I had when I was in my 1920s. I'm not that old. When I was in my 20s. Okay? What did I eat when I was in my 20s? Well, when I was an undergrad, pretty poor, didn't have any money. So basically, I would eat some breakfast cereal in the morning, and it helped you poop. Lunchtime, I would grab a 99-cent burger. And I know this isn't healthy. I'm just telling you what I am going to do. Okay? Got some, possible a TV show I need to get prepped for, and I need to look good. I had, like, one of those 99-cent burgers or something. I would try to get some fruit, try to get some vegetables in between, and then for dinner would be top ramen. No, we're not talking about any alcohol. No. That's, and honestly, think about it. Minus the alcohol, I could really lose weight. So I'm going to just for funsies, right, for poops and giggles, see what happens if I go back to my college diet. Now, as you could see, breakfast cereal, 99-cent burger, top ramen, not healthy, all starch. We need to have more. Like I said, I had some vegetables in there. I had some fruit. Okay, and throw some juice into it. I mean, if I was skinnier than skinny, yes, I understand I was in my 20s. No, not that much sex. No, in fact, I'd say less. I was a real good girl in college. Yeah, so I would probably say I have more sex now than I do it. No, wait a second. I'm thinking, you know what? Let me check my phone. It would be on my phone. Well, you know what? I'll figure that out on break. How much sex I've had recently? I gotta look up the videos. But honestly, I think I walked to work. My car had no air conditioning, so I sweat. But I'm just gonna try to do that. I am going to try to recreate my 20s. And maybe I'll start to look the way I did in my 20s. I guess I'm kind of going through a little bit of a midlife crisis here because a casting director was talking to me about a television show. Phenomenal lady and phenomenal company. And she goes, how old are you? Now, I've been talking about my age on air all the time with you guys, right? I'm talking about my age and 42. I'm 42. I was born in 1971. I mean, I really can't hide it. It's all over, the internet, Wikipedia, et cetera. So, I'm not going to lie. I don't want to ever look like a liar. It's more important for me to be honest. And I'm 42, and I never really had a problem with my age until it was somebody younger than me asking, how old are you? And, and she's like, oh, okay, that's good. And I'm like, wait a second, that's what I used to say 20 years ago when I would be asking somebody about their age, while I was in training, et cetera. And I'm like, I'm middle-aged. I mean, I know I joke about a lot. I know my knees ache and, my boobs are drooping. But I've come to terms with that. Where I don't think I'm ready to come to terms in is here I am at the prime of my career, radio career, medical career, although Obamacare deflated any prime aspect of that, charred it, right? Just dropped it off the grill. But the, TV. Now TV is an option as I, now coalesce and merge my radio and TV, together. But this didn't happen when I was in my 20s. It didn't happen in my 30s. It happened when I was 42. So I just need to start kind of, some of you say I look better than I did in my 20s, but that's because you really don't see any, there's no pictures of me when I was out there in my 20s. I didn't take pictures of myself when I was in my 20s because I didn't like the way I looked. I thought I was fat. I thought I was ugly. I was in a size 7 dress and I thought I was overweight because all of my friends were size 2s and I never took a picture and all that. And then, now here I am today, right, with a secretary butt. Yeah, with petechiae, with liver spots, varicose veins. I should have showed it off while I could, but Yeah. No, I wouldn't. I would have never done Playboy. You know why I never would have even thought of Playboy? First of all, they wouldn't have asked. But for me, I just didn't think my boobs were really that newsworthy. I mean, now come to find out, they probably were. I mean, you know, my friends from college said, "Dolly, you had no idea." You know, people were checking you out all the time. Like, why didn't you tell me that? I was afraid that I would have a granddaughter or a grandson one day and something like that would be out there. So it just never really, yeah, I just kept my clothes on. Why am I talking about this? I don't know. Anyway, we have a lot of news stories to talk to. While we are, dealing with, the George Zimmerman aftermath, we have been able to, see some little, sprouts of some medical news. Okay? And, medical news kind of surrounding Alzheimer's, dementia, retirement. So we got some tips on how to keep your, brain boosted and to, try to keep you sharp. We also have a doctor that admits to not being completely open to patients about what they're dealing with insurance-wise, just so he could stay alive in his medical practice. I didn't get to talk about this in the first hour, milk and cookie disease. That's definitely not a disease that I think we want to hear about, because I think most of us have had milk and cookie disease. We'll talk to you about what that is. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, when I was on my Saturday show, I told you about the story that broke where a news anchor in San Francisco for KTVU read names of the Asiatic pilots she was given. Well, these names of the Asiatic pilots were actually dupes. Remember I told you I'll do that to my friends? I'll come up with the name of a patient, right? And they'll think it's a real patient, but when they, you know, read it, it's a different, you know, name, like, you know, Ima, Mrs. Ima, Ima, Puzi, P-U-Z-I, right? Ima Puzi. So then, you know, they go out, you know, to the hallway going, where's Ima Puzi? Ima, you know, so yeah. So, I mean, we, you know, we've been doing that stuff all the time. The only problem is these names were racially offensive and they were read on air by a news anchor. Well, now the airline wants to sue. So don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I've been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. A big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Let's go to the phone lines at 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Yes, I was wondering, my wife has diabetes, and why would your blood sugar go up and go down all the time? Doctor's been giving her medication, and she's doing great. I'm just curious why it goes up and down all the time.
Okay. All right. So this must have been on my message line. Because I got a lot of questions for you on what she on. You know, I'd like to know what medication she on. When blood sugar goes up and down, remember, you know, medicines are, they're still our first line, not our first line of attack, but they're a great line of attack, but they don't annihilate the fight. All right. When you have abnormal blood sugar, it could be for a variety of reasons. One is it could be because you have some inconsistent eating habits, right? You don't eat the same thing all the time. You don't eat the same calories, the food with the same amount of sugar. Yeah, some of us are on a pretty heavy-duty Twinkie regimen. But by the way, the new Twinkies coming out, they say are actually going to be smaller, possibly less calories because they're smaller. So if your body was used to eating a certain Twinkie, now it has different sugar, your levels could be different. All right, plus sometimes your digestion is different. Your digestion can sometimes be slow on some days, not slow on others. So, you know, sometimes the way things digest and some food may not be as absorbed as well. Then you have the liver making sugar. If your medicine, let's say, drops your sugar low, so your medicine drops your sugar too low, then your liver, or too low for what the liver thinks, then your liver will actually make sugar. So some of you have called me up going, I don't get this. My sugar was 120 before I went to bed last night. I wake up not having eaten anything since my last sugar reading and I'm at 150. Why is that? Well, it's because your liver makes sugar in your sleep. That's how you're able to live a week without food, because your liver makes sugar. So you're going to have fluctuating sugar levels. Also, your pancreas could also give off and secrete insulin inconsistently. And the reason why she's having problems is because the body is not very predictable and she's aging. You know, there's diabetes in my family, and I've been told for years that I'm going to probably get diabetes, right, because it's on both sides of the family. I mean, we are really, really hit hard with it. Even if we keep our weight in great shape, even if we're exercising and doing everything we're supposed to, none of us are alcoholics. So, you know, it's very genetic then for us to get diabetes. And it kind of blows my mind because I'm watching what I eat more than I ever have. And yet, when I was a kid, I was eating all sorts of crap. No problems with the sugar. If I ever, you know, get diagnosed with diabetes and I eat just a little bitty bit of cotton candy, it's going to screw me up. Why is that? Well, it's because as you age, your body doesn't seem to handle things as well. It doesn't seem to monitor or keep in check things like it used to. Like, for example, blood pressure. Some of you have had low blood pressure your whole lives. All of a sudden, you're 62 years old, and I walk into the room going, your blood pressure's too high. And you're like, I know, it's never been that way. Why? Well, it's because whatever mechanism your body had to keep things in check is now weak. Same thing with food intolerances. How many of us were able to eat any crap, fried food, down with the beer, and not one pfft? But now that we're older, everything gives you gas. It's because as you age, your body is less resilient. So my guess is, you know, she's of a certain age, and it's a shame we can't talk. I know sometimes you guys are listening to a show that's not live, so you leave it on the message line, but that's okay. That's what we want. We could still answer, and you could hear your answer. But my guess is as her body is changing, things have to be adjusted, whether it be her medication. Maybe she does need to have a little bit more control of her insulin by actually injecting insulin, and then she also has to watch her diet. But the one thing I know is, like with packaged foods, sugar can be, the sugar that's stated in one packaged food can very easily be different in the same package, same company, another day. This is why I thought it was a little bit ridiculous for Obamacare to mandate calorie counts on restaurants, because restaurants all the time, you know, change certain mayonnaise, they change certain seasonings, they change certain breading. Now, true, something like Twinkies or Ho-Ho's or the Dolly Madison Raspberry Zinger should pretty much be consistent and be the same. I know many of us would scream to think that they could change. But remember, the original Twinkie used to have banana filling. And because of the war and bananas being rationed, they had to change it to a cream. Thank heavens, because I don't think I could handle banana. But that's what Twinkie was. It was a sponge cake around banana filling. I don't know. I couldn't. I mean, coated in chocolate, maybe I could get it in me. Anyway, so real quickly, by the way, Twinkies are back. All right, and they say the new boxes hitting the shelves say the cakes have 270 calories, or a weight of 77 grams for two of the cakes, or one cake is 135 calories at 38.5 grams for one cake. Doesn't make sense. Oh, no, it does. Okay, 135 plus 135 is 270. Thank you. Whew, that was a close one. Okay, I was going to say, if they didn't do the math right, that doesn't make sense. Okay, but apparently, right before they went out of business, the previous company that was having issues with the unions and had to, file bankruptcy, basically, had told the Associated Press that each Twinkie was 150 calories per cake. All right, and the weight was actually larger at 42.5 grams per cake. So from what we understand, they may be making them a little smaller. But the price is going to be the same, $3.99 for a box of 10. So that's 39 cents a Twinkie. I know some of you are like, Dahlia, what is your obsession with Twinkies? It's not the Twinkies, it's the Ho-Ho's. All right, but because Ho-Ho's aren't coming back on the shelves if there's no Twinkies, I need to be, yeah, all right. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. I know some of you want to talk about some George Zimmerman issues. Let me, though, quickly talk about this story here. A lot of you guys got some giggles out of this video that had gone viral of a news anchor getting duped into reading names that were not the true names of the fighter pilots that were actually racist and inappropriate, like Captain Wee Too Low, Captain Holy something, okay? And you almost heard her hesitate as she's reading them. But again, her job is to read the news. She's the anchor, okay, et cetera. And she works for KTVU. Then later, you see her getting back on and apologizing for those names being bogus names, all right? And, I mean, she handled it as professionally as she could. Now, I've worked a little bit in TV, but I've never been a TV anchor. But one thing I've noticed being on the sidelines is what the anchors have to read comes very quickly. And I don't know how much time they get to pre-read what they're about to report and being able to proofread. And my guess is it's not that much time, all right? Because if they had to read 2-3 hours of news, okay, then they would probably have to be there 2-3 hours before time. And so now Asiatic Airlines, who is already under a heap of trouble for now having 3 deaths connected to the San Francisco plane crash that happened a couple weeks ago, is now going to turn around and sue KTVU to, quote-unquote, strongly respond to its racially discriminatory report that disparaged Asians, according to Asiatic spokeswoman Lee Hyman. Now, they are going to file suit in the U.S. courts. Now, they don't know if they're going to sue the National Transportation Safety Board. We still don't know where these names came from. And I know some of you are like, why is this even a headline story? Somebody got duped into saying names. All right, the names were offensive. Okay, fine. Why is that even newsworthy? Well, because what this highlights is where people are getting their news. From what we understand, this was supposedly a quote-unquote joke that was on the social media. I don't know if the National Transportation Safety Board retrieved this information and passed it on to the news agencies, or do the news agencies do their own research. But this was a piece of news that somebody extracted, they blame the intern, right, from something that was online. Now, where else has this happened before? Where news being brought to you is because of something that wasn't confirmed, okay? Hence, George Zimmerman case, okay? All right, you know, whether you still think he's guilty of murdering an unarmed 17-year-old, that's not for us to debate, right? What's for us to debate is a lot of false information was given, and people perpetuated that information. And for people who think that, oh, you know, those are just some loonies who are saying, this doesn't happen all the time. Well, I guess it does. If a regular TV outlet is now getting sued because somebody got the wrong information, that means wrong information is out there. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a
hey, everybody. Listen up. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of us need an act of Congress just to take a poop? Well, filibuster no more. We have Squatty Potty. Squatty Potty helps us eliminate by allowing our colon to reach proper alignment naturally. It reduces straining and therefore hemorrhoids, and we don't want those now, do we? No installation is necessary, and the Squatty Potty easily aligns with your existing toilet. You'll enjoy faster, cleaner bathroom visits all by using Squatty Potty to recreate what humans have done for years before modern man invented uncomfortable toilets. I've used Squatty Potty myself and love it, and they come in multiple shapes and sizes. To learn more about Squatty Potty, go to their website today at SquattyPottyStore.com. That's SquattyPottyStore.com. I promise you'll love it. Remember, healthy colon means happy life.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Attention preppers, think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape. The ultimate emergency repair tape, used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks as part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees, waterproofs electrical connections, and even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit, bug out bag, and emergency kit. Get rescued or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network again for making this show happen, and big thanks to Don for working the dials. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, boy, we got a lot to talk about here. One of you had given me a correction from something we had talked about on the first hour about George Zimmerman. I had reported that it looks like, you know, the George Zimmerman case isn't over. There's going to be possibly a civil rights suit by the NAACP. George Zimmerman is considering a, from what we understand, his team is considering a wrongful prosecution suit. One of you had said George Zimmerman is already suing NBC. I think I remember reading somewhere. I believe what had happened with NBC is there was an issue with the 911 call. And I think the 911 call had been allegedly edited such that I don't know what the original, I don't have, unfortunately, what the original footage was. Obviously, I don't. But they say March 27th last year, NBC aired a version of the tapes that said, quote unquote, by George Zimmerman, "This guy looks like he's up to no good. He looks black." And the full tape apparently showed Zimmerman had only said that Martin was Trayvon Martin was black when the dispatcher asked him. And Zimmerman had said, "This guy looks to no good on tapes. On the tapes, he said this guy looks like he's up to no good or he's on drugs or something. It's raining and he's just walking around looking about. The dispatcher asked, okay, and this guy, is he black, white, or Hispanic? Then Zimmerman says he looks black. So apparently, and thank you for the correction, George Zimmerman is suing NBC for defamation, I guess, over the editing that happened last December. The reason why I guess many of us haven't heard about it is because I guess the case was on hold until after the trial. And now, the NBC, I guess, according to Daily Mail, says other media outlets had also highlighted the racial angle of the killing and said that if he was convicted, this would show Zimmerman's loss of reputation was his own doing rather than of any media outlet. But since there was no conviction, Zimmerman can, I guess, move forward with the suit. Now, I had no idea this happened. I apologize. I had no idea that somebody took the 911 tape, edited it such that it sounded like this guy looks up to no good, he looks black, when that wasn't the 911 tape. The 911 tape was where the dispatcher asked, is he black, white, or Hispanic? And then he says, he looks black. All right, that is, I know some of you aren't shocked. I still get shocked because I still want to believe that news outlets will give you the truth. Okay, I want to believe that, we all do, that they're going to give you the true story. Yes, I understand that your news anchor could show some bias, and they could air things at a different angle, but I didn't think that they would edit tapes or footage to make a case. That is some scary stuff. And if that's the case, George Zimmerman could successfully sue. All right. I mean, I don't know if NBC was the one that actually edited, did somebody else edit, and that's what NBC got, just like what happened with the San Francisco television station. Okay. Were they the ones that said, oh, this is funny. Here, let's have the anchor read this on air, just like, you know, Ron Burgundy, Anchorman type of thing, you know, or are people getting their news halfway? Half-assed, and they're getting the news, and then they're, okay, well, this is what we'll play. Ooh, that's good. Ooh, that's good. I'm at the point now where I disbelieve anything until I could confirm it, because I don't want to give you guys the wrong story. All right? I mean, I made that mistake back, and almost we all did. I was at the TV station, and all of a sudden you got the AP News report saying with Obamacare that the Supreme Court rules Obamacare unconstitutional. So immediately, I send that out to everybody. Unconstitutional. And then they're like, but hold up. We can make a constitutional by the tax. We've talked about this. Okay? So now I'm almost at the point where I want to wait. I mean, I almost want to wait weeks until we get the true story. Or if you do give a story, I'm like, look, this is just preliminary. Okay? But if we really have 911 calls cut and paste and edited to make something sound like it isn't, come on. And what's so significant about this call is if this was the 911 call everybody was talking about, saying he was purposely profiling, and that was never the case, then, there's a possibility that this whole year and a half wouldn't have even happened. I don't know. And then my next question is, why the hell is this only coming out now? Why didn't this come out before the case? I guess it's because politically the case still had to go to trial. Okay, because you had a minor who was shot and killed, the case had to go to trial. But why aren't we hearing both sides upset by this? Okay? I mean, this is a manipulation of evidence. You're not supposed to tamper with evidence. You're not supposed to manipulate evidence, and you're not supposed to manipulate your viewers. Now, you would think something like this, if NBC did do this, or if a news agency did this, they really manipulated the evidence, really manipulated the news to this degree, causing this and possibly causing George Zimmerman and his family's, you know, life to be in harm. I mean, in the olden days, a company like that wouldn't be able to exist. But my guess is there's going to be some suit, and somebody will say, my bad, some money will be passed, George Zimmerman will be able to live on the money. But then how is this going to be prevented later? Now, what I was telling you guys earlier is when I was coming home on Saturday, there was a gentleman in our gated area. Now, we have a guard that roams around, but there was a gentleman in our gated area that was, you know, kind of walking around. And my husband said, go inside with the kids. I'm going to go and take a better look at him so I can get a description. And to us, that just sounded as logical as possible. That just sounded like common sense. Okay, you don't just go into your house, stick your head in your sand. You got somebody there. If my husband that doesn't really is kind of wandering around, is the person you know, about to go into a diabetic coma? Did the person have a seizure? Is the person on drugs? Is the person up to no good? We don't know. Okay, we don't know. It's just somebody kind of bantering around, drunk, etc. Is he going to get killed after he leaves our gated community and possibly get killed by somebody driving across the street? So before my husband was going to call security, okay, to let them know, I don't think he was ready to call 911, but to call security, he wanted to get up closer to get a description. Again, just makes common sense. And then I had to stop him. And I said, no, don't do that, right, because of George Zimmerman. He's like, what are you talking about? I go, well, George Zimmerman tried to get close to, you know, see where he's going and get a description. And you see what happened there. Now, he said to hell with that. He drove around, was able to see the person so he could then tell security. It was a white male, roughly this age, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so then he could give a description. Now, mind you, he used to work for the police department, so giving a description is important. I mean, and it's always asked of you. All right, well, you know, is it male, female, white, black, Hispanic, height, weight? I mean, these are things that are standard. It doesn't mean you're profiling. It doesn't mean you're, being a racist. You need to give a description. So he did. It was a white male, this. And then apparently the guy left. No other calls went to security. And security said, thank you, I'll keep an eye on him and make sure he doesn't stumble into the street. Like I said, he could be drunk. We don't want him accidentally stepping in front of a car because we live near a very curvy area and went from there. But it shows you how very simple any of us could have possibly fallen into the same situation. The tragedy of Trayvon Martin getting killed and the tragedy of George Zimmerman being crucified through the media. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal mineral. minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind a marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, go. I've got a lot to talk about. By the way, I did see the movie Pacific Rim this weekend. I didn't think I was going to like it as much as I did. I think I was really hoping for more of a fish, more of a underwater type thing. You know, Pacific Rim, you'd think there'd be a little bit more fish, maybe some coral. I don't know much about that. But it was okay. It was okay. Just, you know, I notice I'm getting headaches after these movies. Now, is it because of the way we sit? Is it because of all the special effects? Is it because of the loud sounds of these movies, or am I just becoming an old fart? I think that's what it is. But gosh, it's at the point now where I can't get out of one of these sci-fi movies without having a rip-roaring headache. I don't know. But overall, the movie wasn't that bad. Wasn't that bad. Okay, let's go on to our next story here. Slapping and shoving. Alright, if you do that to a kid, it shows that they may later become more obese or have other health problems. Hence, maybe slapping kids, shoving kids, is not a good thing to do. Now, as parents, we know we're not supposed to. Right now, we are living in an age where there is no more spanking. Okay? You can go to jail for spanking. We've seen multiple stories of that happening, multiple cases. Doctors have told all of us that is not the way to raise kids. When you spank a kid, it does nothing for their behavior and could psychologically traumatize them. So fine, we've been trying to do the time out. We've been trying to come up with other ways to punish them. And I think we've gone, though, so far over the other end of the pendulum where so many people are having issues with their kids. And we've seen a higher increase in ADD medications. So if you can't spank your kids, medicate them. That's what I've been noticing. But this latest study has shown that another piece of research from the University of Manitoba in Winnipeg, Canada, that now physical punishment can also be linked to poor health. They looked at 2004 and 2005 United States Census interviews surveying 34,000 adults across the country. Participants were asked whether parents or other adults at home pushed, slapped, grabbed, shoved, or hit them for punishment as a child. About 1,300 people reported they were physically punished at least sometimes, without more extreme physical or emotional abuse compared to people who weren't punished physically. And then there had been, and then they looked at those people who had been quote unquote physically punished, and they had been diagnosed with at least one chronic health condition. They said 25% of those people had arthritis, 28% had cardiovascular disease. Now, I know some of us are like, what? Okay, so you're looking at a group of people. The ones who were punished were more likely to have arthritis and cardiovascular disease. And how big a study was this? 1,300 people. They say more people who had been punished physically were obese, about 31% versus 26%. Not every child who is slapped or pushed will develop mental and physical health problems, the researcher said, but pain and inflammation from physical punishment, as well as psychological and behavioral responses to being hit, could lead to long-term problems for some kids. Now, mind you, some kids that are abused, they will go into depression. Many kids that are abused will go into depression. And some of the depression will manifest in eating and comfort food. So I get that. I get that. If you had psychological trauma as a child, you could later become obese, or you could have other health issues for not eating, depending on how you deal with your stress. So I get that. I get that. And I think a lot of us were traumatized as kids. You know, we were. And I don't think we really know how to parent. I think we've been trying to figure out how to parent for centuries now. Okay? I mean, you know, how to, like for example, you had that little boy that got stuck in a dune. And he had, I think right now he's in critical condition. You heard about this? A little boy, I apologize, I don't have the story right in front of me. But he had gone to an area of the park, Baldy Park or something like that. And I guess there were sand dunes, and he had gotten submerged in sand. And it took families over 4 hours, as well as rescue crews, to dig him out. They dug him out, and miraculously, he was still alive. The boy was still alive. And thank God, right now, from what I understand, he's in critical condition. And they're hoping he wakes up, comes to, et cetera. All right, but you don't know, does he have brain damage, etc. Now, you look at a case like this, and that was horrifying. But I bring up the way our parents raised us. Now, I don't know about you all, but when I was little, if I even dared venture to go to a place that I shouldn't have, okay, I mean, oh, there was hell to pay, okay? There would be hell to pay, and so I didn't wander. My brother didn't wander. No way. We knew that there was a specific radius you had to be within of my parents. And if you were out of that radius, there would be hell to pay. Now, do I agree with the way many of us, our parents, punished us? No, I think a lot of it was crucial. I don't think belts are necessary. I don't think a variety of different punishments are necessary. I think going to bed without your supper, again, kind of a stupid punishment. So I think there's a lot of different ways we could punish. But then on the flip side, one of the reasons why my parents and many of our parents were like that is because there were a lot more dangerous things. I mean, those cars back then, you got hit with a 65 Chevy, you'd be dead. not one of these smart cars where you would just flip over it and be able to get back up and go on your way. So there were lots of things out there that could kill you. Lots of, you know, and so you really paid heed to what your family told you. Now, I'm not saying parents have to be tough and they need to hit and spank or whatever so we don't have tragedies like this little kid with the sand dunes. I'm not saying that by any means. But, you know, there's sometimes parents don't know how to keep their kids out of danger and how to keep them in line and in control. Okay, and I'm not talking abusive control, but, you know, if I said don't touch a stove, you never do that again. Well, my parents, you know, with my father having been in the military and with our very, very strict upbringing, extremely strict upbringing, they only had to tell me once, and that was it. Now, how do we replicate that type of authority and that type of respect for what your parents say without bringing back the belt, without bringing back corporal punishment, without bringing back spanking, losing a meal, etc.? How do you do that? And then on the flip side, how do we also raise our kids so that they don't go out into the real world getting pushed and shoved by coworkers, etc., and not being able to handle it? You know, how do we toughen our kids up? You know, I mean, my father and his father and my grandfather on my other side, etc., you know, dads would wrestle with you. You would learn to fight with your dad. That's how animals do it. And, I mean, it hurts. It's not all kitten gloving. You get scraped. You get bruised. But you got to learn how to fight. You got to learn how to protect yourself. How do you do that without going to jail, without abusing the kid, without causing physical harm? Now, I understand a lot of parents take things out on their kids. Okay, not all punishment in these houses are calculated. It's out of emotion. So you get smacked, spanked, hair pulled, grounded, humiliated, etc., because the parents are ticked, they're in a bad mood that day, etc. But I think if we want to save our youth, and our military has already said that our youth is already comprising a huge national security risk because they're not going to be healthy enough or of the right size, shape, athleticism for the military, then maybe we need to also take a step and look at the parenting. All right? Can somebody please tell us what is okay for parenting? But right now, I think we have a lot of kids that are kitten gloves, or we have a lot of kids that are depressed because of certain abuse, and nobody knows what the common ground is. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLAR.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. for example. Purchase a 6-month supply and get 3 Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy to store food, plus stove, fuel, and cook pot, all in an easy to carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab and go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.